Good evening.
Le Aftero Disastero.
I'm going to start the program strong. Going to bring it strong. Guns pointed.
Guns.
Directly at Ty Ty. Ty Ty, I'd like to begin the program by saying I don't like your attitude. I don't like your non-participation.
Ever.
In our pre-show skate.
It was couple skate.
I don't like the shoes you're wearing, and I don't like your downtrodden all-around shitty attitude.
Other than that,
good job.
Other than that, we like you very much. There's nothing weird about Clarks.
What? What? What does that even mean?
Those are the names of my shoes that you guys act like you've never seen
don't
before in the world.
Like them? Don't like them. Kind of shoes that people ate back during the Depression.
Don't yeah, like why do you think I wear them? Hard times.
It seems like it is. I don't know. What's with the attitude? You're going on a very nice all-paid expenses trip tomorrow to the nation's capital?
Not all-paid expenses. First
why do you say
two
no?
days of it is.
Why do you say no?
Why are you staying longer then?
Because
It's a very enjoyable city. Have a nice time in the winter.
You can do some stumping on Capitol Hill.
Oh, I can do so much stumping.
Is it going to be snowing back
get
there?
Get up on my snowbox. Soapbox. No. It was snowing this week, but it's supposed to be like 55 all week.
Do you think a mentally challenged person has ever gone there looking for the Bill of Rights that sings?
I would wager, yes.
You think so?
I don't know why someone doesn't dress up like that.
And
the
just
bill
hang out on
go,
those steps?
Yeah, and take photos for like a dollar.
It's probably illegal, ironically. It's probably a very ironic.
Are you telling us that's what you're doing?
Maybe.
There should be a bill for
this,
that.
That weekend ain't going to pay for itself.
Sir, you can't stay up here. I'm just a bill. Sir, sir, sir.
Please state your name.
Welcome to the program, everybody. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano to my left, and there's Ty Ty playing effects despite his gay shoes.
Anderson?
Shouldn't have said gay shoes. They're not gay. There's nothing homophobic about them. Me saying that is homophobic. Go ahead, Michael.
This video shoot idea that you had that we were going to do this weekend, but we're going to have to wait on
it.
We
can't
now.
Do anything because Ty Ty.
Yeah.
Muay Thai.
I'm all for it. I still am all for it.
I
actually was laying in bed thinking about it, and I realized this could be the worst thing we've ever done as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Skateboarding with guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great. What's the problem?
I could easily see myself falling and keeping the gun in my hand because I don't want to let go of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus, I don't know where we're going to find these all-terrain wheels for our boards that we're going to have to find. If
I have a
shooting in the desert.
I have a fantasy that we're going to find like some cement.
Open road?
Like an old foundations
like, down,
from
yeah.
old houses mm-hmm. that maybe burned down
like
now
it.
You're allowed to go shoot there?
Right. No 360 shooting though. No like on your board doing 360
tricks. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
I saw Big Hero 6 today. Good little movie. Talk more about it on the Film Vault this week. Good little movie though. I still like Big Hero 3 the best of the
I had no idea there were that many.
That's Anderson's attempt at hilarious humor.
Big Hero 1 was by far the best. No, Big Hero 6 is good, but one of the guys, one of his little, one of the six heroes, his superpower was like these laser arms. And I know it's a cartoon, guys, but I was still, every time he'd activate him, I was worried that he was going to like scratch his head or something.
Mm-hmm.
You forget. And I don't know, it won't take long for us to all get very comfortable.
That's exactly correct. And I thought about that today when I was cutting open a box with a giant fucking box cutter. And then I kept it in my hand to open the box. And the blade just went right by my other hand three or four times as I was peeling the box open.
All right, but guns aren't their only concern out there because we're also going to be skating with machetes. This
and
is part of
machetes, no helmets.
No helmets. No,
skateboards.
Because we're going to be shooting videos.
And guns.
So we can't have helmets.
Yeah.
And
we got to get earplugs, though.
Tasers. Don't forget the tasers.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. I think there's a very good chance that one of us dies.
No, it just gets maimed.
Well, that maybe means
maimed.
Bigger cut for the live show.
You're misunderstanding the whole original premise, though, and we're giving way too much away.
I don't remember what the original premise was. I started thinking about
man.
That.
It's intercut. They're two separate activities.
Intercut. Okay.
Really just encapsulating our coolness, really. We're looking to capture.
This is our testimonial of how sweet we are.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Should we wear, like, Speedos, too?
No, we're not going jackass. We're doing our own thing over here.
Okay. I thought showing that we had a lot of confidence, self-confidence, that we're
However,
Speedos.
Yeah, we're in Speedos with like maybe little baby alligators pinched to our buttocks. Would look pretty cool as we skated down the road in the desert. That would So we're not going to be able to shoot Ty. Ty, Ty, you're going to have to give us some of your own video footage of you skating.
You're going to have to shoot your gun skateboard footage in front of the White House.
And then send it over to
That's fine. As long as it's outside the gate, it's fine.
That would be pretty great.
I should ollie over that guy who's been camped out with his stop nuclear programs tent for like last 20 years.
Do you want to just go to Vegas and shoot machine guns?
How pissed would that guy be if he realized that like all of the electricity and stuff he uses in his little tent is actually nuclear powered? Somehow some evil person such as myself somehow like worked it out so that it was all nuclear power going to him, but he didn't know.
And what is he protesting?
Yeah, apparently I didn't even know about him until just now.
Yeah, there's like a guy in like this little shitty tent and he's been out there like, shame on you, for like 20 years.
Wow.
Goodbye, Oddcasters.
Good night. He's probably got skin cancer.
Two Oddcasters were in here. It's Rune and Lindsay. I believe they were looking to steal ideas. Goodbye, Rune. Goodbye,
Lindsay. What if they have an episode of Skateboarding with Guns next week?
I won't be shocked. I'll be pissed, but I won't be shocked. Pretty Oddcast. Actually, they put in work.
Yeah, I think their podcast is good. I think it's great, actually.
It is good. It's very good. They put in a lot of work. Almost as much work as I put on the Film Vault. Almost. Everyone, I'm a little bit tired of hearing going, oh, those Oddcasters, they actually go down and do the activities. They actually went to see a Scientology exhibit, spent the day.
Who says that?
Who
talks like that?
Every Oddcast listener. They sound just like now they're both back in the building staring at me.
They heard us talking about
them. Here's the deal with the Film Vault. I put in a minimum of 6 hours just watching fucking movies. Minimum. Yeah, no one talks about that.
Yeah, because they're all doubled over with your Big Hero 3 jokes.
I don't think I put in 6 hours in the entire 4 years of the show.
We have an Oddcast, so that just comes right in here.
Oh, he can turn the mic on as much as he wants. I'm not putting his levels up.
What do you need, Rune?
Just wanted to say.
Yeah,
we spent 9 hours. Yeah. Investigating Scientology.
Some weeks I see 7 movies. I saw 8 one week. I did a lot.
Do you know we watched like 10 movies at Scientology?
They were very short, Rune.
Is there any part of you that's considering joining?
Yeah.
You want to save it for the podcast?
I think you'd be a perfect Scientologist.
We already recorded it, so it's all burnt. It's all out there. I don't know. They don't have the worst ideas, but...
All right, that's a yes.
I don't think I'll...
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Oh, well.
Rune's just going to go start his own.
What's the biggest commitment you're willing to put forth for the sake of the Oddcast? Nudity?
Well... Lindsay wants to go to visit a biker gang. And I think they might kill us.
That's a bad one.
They might kill you and rape her.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So that's that's the...
Make you watch.
That's the borderline.
Yeah.
That's my line in the sand so far.
You're saying no or you might do it?
Depends.
You going Mongols or Hell's Angels?
We're going to try to find more dads who drive Harley.
Find one of those stupid Christian gangs that has the cross on them. Yeah, fuck them. Go to them. They're not going to do anything.
That was a fake motorcycle
really?
Game. Just for that stupid.
I think
show.
Dr. Drew knows some wild hogs. He could probably set you up.
Here's what you do. This is revolutionary. People tune in and they'll find your podcast.
That's what
we're
hoping for.
Here's what happens. Lindsay, she hangs out with the Mongols, right?
Mm-hmm.
You, Hell's Angels.
Oh.
You guys talk shit on the side, and then the podcast comes for the third act, and you guys meet in the middle at the grand the big showdown, and you're on one side, and she's on the other.
Yeah,
it's like Romeo and Juliet, sort of.
Yeah,
and they won't kill us because they both have one of us.
You guys are both entrenched in the battle, so I mean you might be casualties
until you walk outside and knock over their row of bikes.
Still looking for a way to do it without dying.
Yeah, why don't you? Just
I wouldn't
read
worry about
get
dying.
It.
I would worry about Lindsay getting raped.
I worried about that too.
Keep her away from pinball machines if you do find yourself.
She keeps insisting that they're her dad's friends, as if that's going to change anything.
So, I mean, the rapes have already happened, and she's familiar with what's coming? Is that what she just rolled her eyes.
Wait, your dad's
happy.
A biker?
Clearly.
He doesn't listen to the show. Don't worry about it.
Right now he's like fuming. I get my hands on her.
Carry on.
Good night, Rune.
I think you should find figure out what Jay Leno's crew is. Hang out with those guys.
Yeah, dads.
Sundays.
Dads on Harleys.
Yeah, the Sunday guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. There's also firemen troops out there that go hog wild on the weekends.
I gotta be honest about this. I don't think there's anything you're gonna find out about a biker gang that people don't already know.
They're not gonna talk to you about it.
Yeah, I think if anything, it's gonna be worse.
You're just gonna be like, this guy's a little weird and he seemed like he was on meth and that guy was
it was Lindsay's idea.
Drunk.
So don't totally trash it. I'm going along with it as she tries to get me killed.
Here's my advice. If they say we need your name and your address before you let you in,
and a credit card number,
don't give it to them.
Scientologists have a chapter that devotes their time, their weekends to Harleys?
We already did that thing. We got two whole episodes out of the adventures.
But does Scientologists have a Harley weekend.
Maybe, but I think
gathering.
We need to move on.
Okay.
You guys should do an episode about a dude locked in jail for a crime he may or may not have committed.
Called Cereal with a C.
Yeah.
When I first looked up Cereal, I was looking up for C. That's how dumb I am.
We'll title all our episodes.
Really upsetting.
I thought it was about cereals. I really did, like breakfast cereals. I didn't know much about it.
So am I supposed to delete the last 5 minutes now, or is that later?
All right.
Yeah, that's, later's fine.
That's Tyler being mean, Rune.
All right, good night, Rune. Good night, Lindsay.
Yeah, good night,
guys. Lindsay,
just
don't
kidding,
be mad.
Guys.
Lindsay.
Why is she mad?
I don't know. She's pissed, though.
She's very mad at you.
Let's get Lindsay in here.
Is she really mad?
We can't have
Can you ask that. Lindsay to come in here?
She's not mad.
Lindsay! All right. Fuck it. We'll find out if she actually listens to the show. She says she does, but we'll find out next week when she's like, I didn't hear you calling me. I would have come on.
She's probably bummed.
All right.
She'll be bummed.
I like those two guys.
I do too. In fact, I'll tell you a story about how much I like them later. I can't say it on the air.
I don't like that at all. Don't like that. I got two douche moments of the week from me.
Okay.
Douche moments.
I got a skateboard shop update.
I want to hear the skateboard shop update. I got a Madonna Inn update. Bad service.
Oh.
All the way across the board.
Is that an update or is that just status quo?
Bad service at the restaurant bar, bad service in the restaurant, bad service at the actual bar.
Like bad cell service?
No, Tyler, come on.
Terrible.
Oh, by the way, I never paid off my thing. For everyone who is at home biting their fingernails wondering who my cell carrier is, it's T-Mobile. Carry on. I got a number of tweets saying,
was that a thing?
How dare you?
I don't recall that being
well,
last week
Verizon
I said at the end
as
of the
thing.
Oh, did you last week?
Yeah, huh. And I never revealed.
And people have been asking how the cat is. Cat's doing good. Cat's probably, I got a cat, for those of you who might not
What's
remember.
That cat's name again?
Nikki.
Okay.
Short for Nicolas Cage from Leaving Las Vegas, which is its full name. But it's going outside now. Got it fixed. Got all those... all the lady parts scooped out of it.
Yeah.
So it can't
do it yourself.
And come home gremlin style with extra kittens. Don't need any more.
Is she a lady about town now?
Yeah, she goes out quite a bit. And I was worried because every now and again she'll be out and I'll hear a cat fight. And I'm like, fuck, she's a little thing, right? She's still not full grown. And I was in my neighbor's yard, checking out my neighbor's yard the other day. She invited me in. The neighbor invited me in, Tyler, before
Ooh,
you know.
Who, which,
and the
which
cat
one?
Was blowing another cat.
And I see my cat just hanging out on her on her little guest house roof out in the backyard. And I'm like, oh, just to let you know there, Karen, that's my cat. Her name's Nikki. She's a sweet cat. But I know you have a bunch of cats, so they might be getting in a fight. I see my cat get up, start stalking her giant, massive cat. Mm. It's my cat going after their cats. I was worried about the other way
it
around.
It would be kind of cool if you had like 200 cats. So you basically had a carpet of live kittens, and you could just lay down and like crowd surf them to the other side of the room.
How many casualties would there be? Though?
That would require so many cats.
That's what I'm saying. It's wall to wall, wall to wall. But
wouldn't
they like it. They're fine.
Wouldn't you be worried about like the bones breaking down?
I now that we're talking about animals, I'll tell you we had two rattlesnakes visit on Thanksgiving, and they were both killed by shovels, and it was two of the grossest experiences that I've witnessed
but
in my
posted.
Life. And all the way home, I was freaking the fuck out that there were rattlesnakes in my car, and every time I got out at a rest stop or something, I was afraid there were rattlesnakes. And I'm not kidding you, and I'm not – I
get
had
that
nightmares.
Feeling of bugs, but not like rattlesnakes. Like you think they're in your hair because they're so light. Those exoskeletons are light. Deceivingly light.
It was really disturbing.
Like a large cockroach, like you know, the size of like a silver dollar, could be on your hand.
Yeah.
And unless it moves, you don't know it's there.
True.
A rattlesnake,
here's the thing, though, what I realized. I've never been hunting. I'm sure I've killed animals. Well, obviously, I've run over cats.
Yes.
But watching a snake get killed with a shovel made me realize I don't know if I could do it. I would have to do it if there was a snake coming into my party and there were like 8 or 9 children there on Thanksgiving.
That's quite a scenario you paint.
But, well, that was the scenario there.
Right.
But I don't think I could go hunting and shoot something.
I know I can't. But if it meant like feeding myself and Jillian and like, my dogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, when it comes
or
down to
like, fucking
survivor.
Deer came on my property trying to steal some shit.
I look at its little eye and I see that like you know it's actually
that's,
thinking
that's
and
why
it's like
I don't,
actually
I don't
enjoying
look.
Life,
I don't look.
Enjoying its moment.
And that's why you no put idea. Sunglasses on it before you kill it.
I shoot like movies in the 70s where I just jerk the gun towards the guy and fire like while it's down at my waist.
Now you posted these graphic.
Yeah, I took it down. I took down the video.
Faces of death.
Took down the video. I thought it was too gross.
Jillian let me know. She just came out and she's like, Mike posted something very disgusting.
Yeah, that's
disturbing.
Why I took it down. I took it down.
And I'm like, why are you looking at Catherwood's shit?
I'll repost it, though.
No, Carano. I'm like, what? I was taken aback.
Yeah.
All right.
I posted it, and then I looked at it, and I was like, that's too fucking disgusting to leave up there.
I'm glad that you took down the animal death. I had a nightmare.
It was a snake. It wasn't an animal.
It's an animal, Mike.
Devil's pet. Not an animal.
Isn't that the story in the Bible? They're tie-tie. Is it like it was punished, and the God took the legs away or some shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what would be worse is if snakes talk to you on your own level. Like if they got up and balanced so their head was level with your head.
That would be horrible.
More of a fair
fight. That's what cobras are trying to do. They're just trying to level. They're just trying to level with you.
That's what I'm saying.
The taller you are, the less.
They're just like, please stop playing that goddamn song.
There's a place in France where the waiters are.
Nope. We're having a show, December 25th.
The story of that song, Anderson, the history of that song is in The Devil in the White City. They talk about why we all know that.
Please elaborate. I don't recall that part of the
book. They're talking about when they made like the Egypt exhibit. The guy was like, oh, I need a song for my Egyptian dancers to dance to. And he just made up this bullshit Egyptian song. And now that's why we all know that tune.
How long ago was that?
1901.
That's crazy because that story falls in line.
How do you
write
that, Anderson?
Well, that story is sort of similar to the pirate voice story.
I was going to say that. I was going to go with the pirate voice.
It was one actor who got cast as a pirate
and
in
no
a movie
one knew
like
how
in
they
the talk. 30s.
Yeah.
And he just made it up. And then that's now
is that weird?
World recognized as how pirates talked. Isn't that amazing that one person can have that much of an impact?
It's just like how dumb we all are.
No, but there's been that same scenario has happened many times in life where one person had an impact. Maybe an invention. Some guy invented something, never got paid for it, but it became standard, something that we use every single day. And there was something that popped into my head and popped right back out.
1893, Chicago World Fair. That's how old that's
been.
Okay. That's like humping, like the first time that anyone had to like show like how to have sex. They weren't sure how, and then it's got missionary, and that's like what we all know
it's
now.
It's probably an accident.
But it's actually, it should be from behind. Like if,
the pirate guy.
Like all animals always do, you know. It's not just doggy. It's like, why am I talking?
I don't know. That was very, it's like watching this man paint himself into a very uncomfortable corner.
I don't like that doggies get all the, they get all the credit.
I don't like that it's called doggy, not just dog.
Right, well.
Dog it's not style. Like puppies.
Dog style sounds bad, too.
Yeah.
Sounds like something you do.
Doggy style is not good either.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of doggy style.
But it's not. It's like pig style. It's horse style. It's goat style.
Yeah.
I believe it's the rear mount. It's
rapist style.
Is it just because we're around dogs?
Honey, would you like to rear mount?
I just thought if I were the guy that invented the pirate voice and then like 30 years later it was common household knowledge and every single kid talked like a pirate like that.
You'd feel godlike.
I know. I would be depressed because I wasn't getting credit for it and I'd be like, I came up with that. That was my idea. Yeah, shut up, old man.
Before Twitter and before Facebook, how does Mike get the word out? Printing press. Flyers. R, matey.
Yeah.
I decided this. Wouldn't you have a little regret for not putting more thought into it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if he'd been like, I'm a pirate? And that's how just everybody did pirate voices after that. That'd be so weird.
That'd be great. All right. Physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I went for the first time I should be, because of the nature of my back injury sustained.
For those keeping track at home, Anderson has no spine.
Not sure.
He has a curtain rod that's been turned vertical.
Kind of. I got like a bunch of metal in the back, and like they actually removed a vertebrae as well as a rib, and two major surgeries, and I got fusion going on. I got, but I'm normal other than the hump that you can see.
No cardiac fusion.
But and a computer chip at the base of my spine, which still is there. I need to get that removed.
What?
Yeah. You know about my computer chip.
I didn't know about
this. I can't tell if you're fucking with me or not.
Wait,
at this point.
I don't know. I have a computer chip.
No. Why?
I've talked about my computer chip.
No,
on
you
this
have
problem.
Not. No, you have not. I would remember that. You've got, you guys, I have a lucky triangular crystal implanted in the base of my skull.
I have an old monkey statue in the tip of my dong.
I have a remote control in my buttocks.
Buttocks. My first surgery. Dr. Borelli was his name.
Wow, just putting your doctors on blast.
I don't know if he's still with us. A long time ago. But he put a bunch of like hooks and clamps and metal in there. And
hooks?
Yeah. Things to clamps.
Like, okay. Okay.
And as well as a little like small computer chip that was it's battery operated and it sends pulses to my bones to get them to it's supposed to stimulate bone growth.
Okay.
And That surgery didn't take. The metal was actually separating from the bone.
Can you feel it?
Was coming out of my skin.
Ah, God.
Yeah, I had to leave camp because it was getting sharp. Like I could feel.
Do they have to cut into your butt?
Yeah,
to change the batteries.
No. So a year later, I got a new doctor, Dr. Nelson, and he did the whole surgery all over again. Took out all Borelli stuff and put in all new stuff, and like took out my rib.
Was it like fuck Borelli while he's doing it?
Kind of.
Like you took your car to a different mechanic.
Kind of.
He sucked back at Borelli, and he's like, "Fuck this, we're going in again."
So we're looking at the X-rays, you know, a few days after the surgery, and you know, it's heavy duty. I'm like on my back for 10 days. Mm-hmm. I can't take a step for 10 days. It's a strange feeling, not being on your feet for 10 days. First day time you do stand up, you're totally lightheaded. It was very odd. But I'm looking at the X-rays, and I see that the fucking computer chip is still there. It's like it's about the size of a pager. And I'm like, hey, Dr. Nelson. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot to take that one out. We'll have to schedule that. Never scheduled it. So it's been like 20 years.
This whole thing is really upsetting.
Yeah, you can
feel it. Said it like that. Oh, yeah, I forgot to take that out.
He was pretty casual.
That's like me, like, oh, I forgot to take the trash out. I'll do it tomorrow.
I would be
morning.
Like, well, we need to go back into surgery. Stat.
Who's
today.
He's like, first of all, sir, you're not allowed to say stat. It's me only.
who wants to feel the computer chip?
Oh, I don't want to feel it.
A little bit. Moves.
No. Mike, you have to feel it for science.
Oh, my God. This is the my worst nightmare is touching other people's bodies.
Tell me when you're touching it, and
no,
I'll play the computer.
I can't do
noise.
It. People many times have been like, feel this bump on my hand. Feel
yeah,
it. I'm like,
I don't blame you. I just wanted you to be able to confirm, but that's all right. That's all
right. I want to feel it if no one's going to feel it.
All right. Come and feel it.
I mean, you can get your forefinger on one side and your thumb on the
plus,
other.
Plus, then Mike will feel left out if I feel it.
No,
move it up and down.
I don't want to feel it. I don't want to admit this, but I've only watched Dr. Drew's HLN show one time for about 2 minutes. Uh-huh. One time. And he had a dude on who had implants, like chest implants and muscle implants. Uh-huh. And he had his shirt off, and Drew was rubbing his chest to feel the texture of the muscle, and it was making me gag. And it's not a homophobic thing. It was just like, I don't want to touch what I don't want to touch.
Right here.
And you're telling me that's the size of a pager?
You're going to see the bottom's right there, the top. See?
Oh, my God. It's huge.
Really?
Computer chip. Got a computer chip.
No, that's not like a computer chip. That's
that's a pager.
Well,
the guy dropped his pager.
Computer chip in the mid-90s. I mean, you know, things are, it'd probably be much smaller nowadays.
Do you feel that? Do you feel that?
No, not unless I actually reach around and feel it. I need to make an appointment and get it removed, right? I don't know if I could probably keep it, too.
It's like a snuff tin.
If you were a man, you could probably remove it yourself with an X-Acto.
I'm afraid of cutting into, like... I gotta wonder though. Every now and again, like when I get severe back pain, which is, you know, a few times a year, I wonder like if it's acid leaking out,
or if it's because there's a motherfucking pager pressing against your spine. I would.
I really dislike that I touched that.
I would have them remove that. On. Do they have to cut through muscle to get to it?
I don't think so. It's pretty surface. I bet I could do like a local.
Oh my god.
I think I could get it out for you. One bad fall on the skateboard, it might just
pop out.
I don't know how much it's gonna cost me. I don't want to. You know, it's just, it doesn't bother me.
At least 400.
I think Mr. Nelson should be on the hook.
His name's Doctor, and
he might be Mr. Nelson at this point.
I can't find him anywhere. He doesn't exist.
Because he lost his pager in your back, and now he's fucking...
I finally find him. I call him, and it starts ringing.
You get his pager out, and there's like 3,000 messages.
The page is coming from inside the body.
I need to have it done just so I can have it. I never even thought about that.
You can put it in a jar.
But there's going to be like meat and stuff on it. That's gross.
Meat?
I don't know if there's going to be meat. I don't think your meat's free-flowing around your body. I think it's going to... Do you think it attached to it like it's the bottom of a boat?
Probably, yeah. I don't like barnacles or anything, but there's probably going to be like some...
That would be
tissue.
Weird if there's barnacles on it.
All right, so all that
little
aside,
mini barnacles.
So I'm at... I should have been having physical therapy for like the last 15, 20, 30 years. I don't know.
Physical therapy.
PT.
Let's get... physical.
So I go for my first time because I got insurance, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I should talk to my hot Russian doctor about this and say, you know, you want to set me up with some PT?
Yes, you would have got some bones.
So she gets me hooked up. So I go in. I like the guy a lot. It's a big open room. There's all sorts of activity.
And we know
going
what happens
on.
In big open rooms in you.
My dude, he's like a Filipino guy, and he is a fine line when strangers or people you don't really know cuss with you. But if it's like natural, like that's just how he talks, it's okay.
But it seems unprofessional.
It's very unprofessional, but this guy knows, he's so good.
Like if your doctor did that, you wouldn't like it one bit. And I'm going to take that fucking pager out of your back.
Or if he's like the number one doctor and he can get away with it, you know what I mean? Like he's so good,
but
he doesn't have to worry about it.
We all think we're going to the number one doctor.
This guy knew his shit. He was really good. I really liked him. Gene. His name is Gene. Yeah. So I like Gene. We're talking, right? He's got a ponytail. Everything that I would hate in a man.
Ooh.
He has, but he's great.
I don't like this
he's
doctor.
Still great.
I don't like this.
He's not a doctor.
He's got a ponytail and a letter as his name.
His name is Gene.
Gene. Oh.
If you find out it's J-E-A-N, then you got a problem.
So,
because he's going to physical therapy you right into a sex change.
Everything's going fine. He's having me do some things that, you know, they're not that strenuous. But yeah. I realize,
like,
you know, the
blow him.
Like, blow him? No. You know the lumbar you got, like, in your car on the seat?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people are always... I've been worried about the lumbar. I think the my lumbar is, like, so overcompensating for the rest of my back problems.
I like that,
I have way too much
I
of a
lumbar. I want more of a
lumbar.
Mine has, like, an air bladder that fills up, and I don't trust it, so I don't leave it all the way filled up.
Not your actual lumbar. You're talking about your car.
Yeah, the
okay.
seat
that
lumbar support.
Out. Okay.
I want my back to be curved, like, in a...
That's what
chiropractor's
mine is.
Office.
That's what mine is.
Yeah, I want, but I want
it should
that.
Not be. It's, mine's. I got to over. I'm overcompensating, so I got to flatten it out. So I got to do the opposite.
Well, we always want what other people have.
I imagine this is like what two old men playing chess.
Yeah,
I'm probably having this exact same conversation.
The whole point, douche story of the week for me. The whole point of this was, I threw on some shorts. I wasn't thinking when I threw on the shorts. I just threw on some shorts because I knew, you know, I almost wore jeans there because I'm an idiot. But I'm like, yeah, I need shorts, right?
Yeah.
Didn't occur to me that they were my ultra douchey camo shorts from Target until I noticed that I was the only non-GI in there. They were all military dudes.
Oh.
All wearing their fatigues. With the boots on.
What?
Yeah.
They, like, just dropped them straight off the truck?
I think
like,
don't
get your
know.
PT.
I don't know, but they were all wearing, like, their fatigues and whatnot. And I was the only civilian in there, and I had my douchey Target cargo shorts.
What if one had come up to you and said, thank you for your service?
Yeah. You'd be like, same for you, brother. What happened to you? I fell off a fucking
building.
Bamboo boat in Yao Chang.
I feel like such an ass.
Yeah, I would too. I would
is the Ouchang a real place, or did you just pull that out of your ass?
I don't know. Ouchang. I was thinking Nam.
That sounded really convincing.
I was thinking Nam. Not the last two wars we had. I had to go back to Nam.
All right, I got one more story that I think trumps that as far as douche. Holy shit, this is awful.
I didn't know your douche story was going to be you.
Yeah, douche story. It's my own moment.
Okay, that's great. That's a twist for me. But
really?
Even if you set it up properly and I wasn't paying attention, but that's a twist. I thought it was going
to
be.
I like to space them out, but this one happened just today, and... All right, this is a great restaurant in downtown LA called Kohl's. You ever heard of Kohl's?
Yes, I have. French dip place?
French dip place, yeah.
Okay, I haven't been, but they have like 10-cent coffees or something, or 15-cent
coffees.
Sometimes
they do. They have $3.50 8-ounce Cokes, I can tell you that.
Okay.
I ordered that today.
It doesn't seem like a bargain, but
8
yeah.
ounces. A little
That's
bottle.
Too small. That's too small.
Anyway, it's been there since 1908. You ever been to Kohl's there, Ty?
I've been to Philippe's, not Kohl's.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you bring up Philippe's. Philippe's and Kohl's have been having a few.
Oh, yeah. They do. They
decades.
On who a lot of bad blood. A lot of bad anjou running between those two.
Who invented the French dip?
Yeah.
And Kohl's claims they did, and Philippe's claims they did.
Do
Kohl's,
either of them have shirts that say just the dip? Because they should.
And no one on the fucking planet cares who invented it.
Yeah, I really don't. The story
so
is.
Shake prime rib sandwiches. And
during the Depression, while people were wearing Tyler's shoes, they'd go in there and their teeth were so bad that a lot of them had dentistry and everyone was poor that they couldn't eat their sandwiches in peace. So they started giving them a little sauce to dip it in so it didn't hurt their teeth.
Au jus?
Yeah.
Is that the true story?
I don't know. That's the story I heard from Kohl's.
Huh.
So a lot of these restaurants, especially the older places, they're kind of subterranean. Oh, tomorrow it's supposed to
I had a French dip last night at the Madonna Inn.
They're so good.
It's my favorite sandwich, I think, even though I've had it so many times and I'd like to think something else is my favorite.
Pastrami, just straight pastrami.
Pastrami is so goddamn good.
Yeah, we're going to go to Joe's down the street one day. Joe's. Next time a listener comes in, they should have to bring Joe's pastramis. No cheese.
You know what? Not they should have to. They have to.
Yeah.
How about that? Tara wants me to go to that one of those prime rib places, and I don't know which one it was because she goes there with her family.
One of the prime rib places French dip. Because Lowry's is the only place you go for a prime
rib. You know how many people? I don't think Diana wants me talking about her business, but I got some numbers on Lowry's. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it.
Numbers,
actually.
Bad? Is this bad or good?
Good. Great.
You can say it.
I would like to not edit this podcast.
According to an inside source I have, they served 1,500 people on Thanksgiving.
We still recording.
I don't know if that's even true or not, but that's insane, right?
Yeah, they got a few locations though, right? 1,500 seems a lot. Seems like a lot. All right. Whatever.
That's crazy. That's a lot of fucking food.
So Kohl's is like subterranean. So I'm walking. I finished. I did a little writing in there. I was doing some shopping downtown today.
Did you go in the Kohl's speakeasy?
I don't know what that is.
They have like a little secret bar in the back of Kohl's. You like walk through the back, the dining room. There's like a door, and you like have to like knock on it, and then there's a bar inside.
And you speak easy about your coronary disease.
I don't know about any of that.
Your high cholesterol.
You're looking at me so suspiciously.
Okay, I want a goddamn French dip
Kohl's
right now.
Kohl's is great. They close at 10.
I had
right
dinner
away.
Tonight. I had an expensive AMPM
has a French dip.
I had no dinner. I had no dinner at all. I've had nuts.
You know what? You think that place is open? Kohl's. You know what? There's a French dip place right down the street here.
Close at 10.
It is 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Sorry. On a weeknight.
So I'm walking. All right. Now, there's been a little bit of civil unrest.
If we were Elvis, we'd call and they'd have the owner come down and open up.
There's been some civil unrest around the country.
Yeah.
Ferguson.
Yeah.
Some certain individuals were let off the hook.
Yes.
Many believe because of their color. And, you know, it's touchy. Touchy subject. In fact, I was supposed to go to downtown L.A., do my little shopping spree that I had to do today. The wife's birthday is coming up in a couple days.
The day of the announcement?
I was supposed to do it last, like, Thursday, but there's actual riots going on downtown. Like, small riots, but, you know, there's some shit.
Everything's
going on.
100% off.
So I didn't go, and I went today. And I'm coming out of Kohl's, right? Kind of in my own headspace, not really thinking about anything except for, like, stuff. And I look up, and there's a large truck. I've never seen anything like it. It was actually quite impressive. It was a large truck with, I'd say, 15 to 20 cops in full riot gear standing on the edges all the way around this truck. And the truck's rolling down the street slowly. Can you imagine? I wish I took a picture.
Were they protecting something on the truck or looking for trouble?
I don't know what their deal was.
Were they in fact cruising for a bruising?
They, two or three of them saw me coming up, and they wave, right? So I'm thinking,
it's a trap.
Were you wearing your camo shorts?
No.
They're thanking you for your service?
Dressed like a normal civilian wearing jeans.
You think they would have waved if you were black?
I waved back. And then like a couple more start waving. And it's like popcorn almost.
You're so popular.
And I'm like really happy. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And then
I'm
next thing you know, you realize you're right in the middle of the gay pride parade.
I was wondering if it was a parade for a second. I was like looking behind. I'm like, it just did not compute. And I'm sitting there thinking, inside so many things are firing off in my head. But mainly it's like usually I'm the guy who's like against these guys. I'm like inciting them.
Yeah.
And it's really, it felt there's something warm inside. And I was like,
you felt like you were safe.
I'm bridging the gap. And like they're doing, and I'm wondering if they're just a crew cruising around like downtown LA trying to like, you know, work up like, you know, public relations. They're just waving.
It's a bunch of actors. Cruising. It's a bunch of actors shooting a film.
There was at least 15 of them. There might have been 20 of them hanging off this big like police truck. And, you know, they're just ready for action. So about 8 or 9 of them have waved to me at this point. As I'm like, I'm literally, I know I'm smiling because I felt the smile drop off my face.
When?
When I start motoring up the street, I start walking up the street and I look to my left and there's literally...
Little kids?
Six
I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm sorry.
Six very attractive girls
sitting
at a table in front of Kohl's.
I'm sorry I stepped on that.
All of the fuckers were waving at. Nothing to do with me. God, did I feel...
Oh,
and all the girls saw me waving and all the fucking riot cops saw me waving. I was right in the middle waving.
Wow.
To no one.
Wow.
Turns out... God, did I feel like I got chills.
I could see that. you learned your lesson not to wave at the pigs anymore.
I know. Fuck. Ugh.
By the way, if you're a police officer, I didn't mean to call you pigs. That just was an accident.
I don't think any cops listen to this show.
Thank God.
Oh, we have a lot.
We've asked for cops to write in, and we've never.
I know. We need to have cops. We need to have cops on the show. I've
the
got like 800 questions for a cop.
Are the ones that need to be bringing the. The Joe's pastrami sandwich.
I can get you at least two cops.
Sounded like a Big Lebowski deal for a toe.
Joe's is open till 3, by the way.
Downtown?
No, right down the street, Culver City. We can be there in 5 minutes.
That's so weird. Why did Tyler flip out when he said it's 1 in the morning?
Well, that's not French dip. It's pastrami's.
I'll go pastrami at 1 a.m.
Pastrami's pretty goddamn great.
Even though I haven't taken my cholesterol medication for 5 months.
It'll be $20 though for fries and pastrami.
We better not do it. I already spent $35 for a light dinner.
Oh, God. What? I got out of there so fast.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry. When you're downtown, you're trying to like act tough. And you know what? You know what snapped me out of my douchey feeling? Is like a homeless woman walked by me. She was walking robotically, and she had lactation stains on her T-shirt.
Kohl's is in that weird new area of downtown that's
where
like
her nipple is. It's disgusting.
Two blocks of like really like fancy, and then you turn one block, and it's Skid Row.
That's all of downtown all the time.
How expensive is it?
cold. So it wasn't actually, it was happy hour 3. So it was like, garlic tater tots, a trio of dips. They had turkey, roast beef,
how am I hungry
pastrami for $5.
Yeah.
But they got me with the goddamn 8-ounce Coke for $3.75.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
All right.
It's a little bottle, right?
Yeah, small bottle.
Yeah. I was going to say, why don't they just top it off?
Because everything's old-timey. I actually said to the guy, he had already cracked the top, and I knew I was going to get fucked for that little Coke. I say, you got no Diet Coke and a gun back there? We don't have guns. We don't have guns. We only bottles. Yeah, they're very old-fashioned Coles. So I talked about this place before. Where you go to the bathroom and it says they have a plaque above the urinal and it says Charles Bukowski pissed here over one and then Mickey Cohen pissed here over the
other.
Sounds
familiar. Yeah. Well, now we really want to do it. Maybe tomorrow for lunch.
Kohl's?
Yeah.
All right. It's downtown. Yeah. Sixth Street downtown.
Oh, you know what? She's got to do something at one.
What you guys got? What's going on? What's the haps? Tyler.
What's the haps? I'm scanning our email address, theafterdisaster@gmail.com, trying to find
any advice.
You know what we need from the listeners? We are looking for a place in the desert to shoot guns.
No, we can look at it. We haven't even begun to look it up.
Okay. Well, here's what I need. I need you to subscribe to my podcast.
Oh, Christ.
Because I need some more subscribers.
I'll be talking about Big Hero 1 through 6 on this week's Film Vault. You know what? I don't care. Have you seen?
No. I've only seen 3 movies in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, you don't know what movie I was going to ask.
Okay, lay it on me. L.A. Does L.A. I saw
Hunger
that.
Games.
No.
Don't.
Okay.
I gave up. No more for me.
I won't.
Guess how many? How much Hunger Games? You know what Hunger Games are, right? It's the teenagers.
My nephew explained it to me, and it sounded very violent.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah.
How much Hunger Games actually take place in this, the most recent Hunger Games? None. Zero.
That's what I've heard. Distinctly lacking in games of hunger.
No, none. All boring politics and a lot of talking about what happened. Lots of that. And poor Philip Seymour Hoffman wasting his last few moments on screen.
Oh,
part of it.
No.
Yeah. But it'd be like having a movie just simply called Football and having a bunch of fucks sit around and talk about politics.
You know, usually when celebrities die, you're kind of like, eh, whatever. Phil Seymour Hoffman, I have that feeling as if I'm looking forward to what he does.
Still bothers me, yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking forward. I'm like thinking someday, like maybe next summer, there'll be another Philip Seymour Hoffman movie that's just so spectacular. How many times did you see The Master?
Twice. I don't love it. I don't.
But it's fantastic to look at, though.
Yeah, it's same like with Foxcatcher. Like, I'm glad it exists. It's a little slice of life that I would not know about, but not enjoyable. Not enjoyable. There Will Be Blood, enjoyable.
Absolutely.
Inherent Vice, yeah. It could be very enjoyable. All right, so real quick, had a nightmare just last night, so it's still kind of fresh. And we had just finished the live show, the one coming up December 22nd. The show was over. I was driving away from the show by myself, feeling sad because Jillian and I were broken up. That was a whole different part of the dream. I don't know.
It wasn't a result of the show.
No.
Hopefully we'll all be broken up by then.
And I was thinking back. I was like, you know, basking in the glory that was the show and realizing. Tyler, Michael. Realizing that the show was super short.
How dare you say my name?
I couldn't remember one thing that happened in the show, right, in my dream, in my car. And I remember it being, I did know that it was less than an hour, and I felt like we really barely did anything, and we just kind of said, all right, that's it. Goodbye. Good show. And I had huge regret, and I was desperately trying to get a hold of you guys, and for whatever reason, Mickey, the grandfather of this program, because somehow he was in charge of booking the actual location, and I was trying to get you guys to let everyone know that we were going to do a part 2 of the show, and we had to get back there and do more show because
we had already all split.
Yeah, and I was panicking.
That's a good sign.
Is it?
Yeah, that means we want to give it at all. We want to take care.
A good tight.
I genuinely had a nightmare. I can't go into too many details because I don't remember them all. But the three of us and members of my family were on like a compound, and we were all actively torturing a monster, like a giant, like a 20-foot tall, like humanoid, like mongoloid beast. Monster, and we were mercilessly.
Chunk?
Like cutting it and whipping it and stuff, and it got loose, and it just brutally
Does
killed
have
every-
something to
I
do
was
with
obviously,
the snake, Mike?
It's my dream.
Oh,
it's I was
totally
the last one. I was the last one to get killed, but he chopped your legs off. I remember that on a fence.
Really?
Like he took you and threw you down and just closed the fence on your legs.
Was that a man or was that like crying?
You were hysterical, and I was freaking.
Oh, it was funny.
Oh, he killed my family. He killed everybody, and I woke up.
Did he at least get the pager out of Anderson's bed?
I woke
was
up
hysterical
with my heart racing, and I didn't want to go back to bed. And I was in a. It was Saturday night is when that dream happened, because then I had to drive to the Madonna Inn Sunday morning, and I was very, very upset.
Had to. Why'd you have to drive to the Madonna Inn?
You know what the good news is? I really don't want to get into this on this show, because it's personal and it's not. I'm not looking for accolades. But today's my 3-year sober anniversary, and they have a. What was I talking about?
At AA,
They call it your birthday.
Today's 3 years, huh?
Yeah, and they sing to you, and then you get to speak for 2 minutes. And I was dreading it, and I didn't want to do it. And I talked about it with some of my friends, and they're like, "You need to do it. It's part of the process. You need to do it." And I'm like, "I don't want to. I'm an adult. I don't have to fucking do it. I don't want to do it." Finally, went. I'll do it. Just to not feel guilty like I did last year when that certain celebrity talked to me about it. Mm-hmm. And all the power was out in that neighborhood, so I was late. So it turns out I didn't have to do it. I'm sorry. I totally forgot what the fucking point was. There was a point to this about how
Madonna Inn.
I should have looked forward to this and accepted it and been positive. And the power was out anyway, so I didn't have to do it because I was late. So I didn't get to sign up. It was great. Good times.
Oh, you were late because the power was out?
Everyone was late, yeah. All the streets were blocked around.
So no one got to sign up. Well, now they're going to even have like a bigger deal for next week, probably.
I don't think they give a fuck.
Really?
No. In fact, they were saying they don't give a shit if we say sober or not.
What?
Wow.
That's how I hear things.
Wrong one.
No, there was something about it. There was something about it.
Did they have cakes? Did you get your chip?
Some places have cakes. No, I didn't. I didn't get a chip.
You didn't get a chip?
I've never taken a chip.
Yeah, you've never taken one.
Never spoken? I've turned down requests that people have asked me to speak at other AA meetings.
Why do you turn them down?
That's some stage fright.
What?
Stage fright.
Is that what you tell them?
Yeah.
Do you tell them in the same breath, but if you want to come see me at the Brea Improv?
I told one girl, she goes, "I'd like you to speak at my AA meeting." And I went, "I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really bought in yet."
When was this? Recently?
Like maybe a year ago. I go, "I really haven't bought in yet." And I go back and forth between hating those people and loving them.
Yeah, I think that's kind of how it is with most of them, probably.
Maybe, right? Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
Is that just you? Is that a mic?
Yeah, I think people in life are inherently kind of lie.
Yeah. About like we just talked about last week.
I busted Tara on two lies, and she just...
Sure, she appreciates
it. She's just skating around it. Like, she won't even acknowledge it.
She skates?
No, last night I go, "Do you want to eat in the bar or eat in the restaurant?" She goes, "Well, it's the same menu." And I went, "Are you sure about that?" She goes, "Yeah, I checked." And then I walked over to the restaurant. And I went, "This isn't the same." She's like, "Oh." And I go, "What do you mean you checked?" And she just like smiles and walks away. It's just a blatant lie.
Because she's trying to circumvent the situation.
Probably.
Which is you. You
but I brought it up a couple times. I went...
Being indecisive.
That was just a lie.
And then what happened after you figured out
there
were
two
menus?
She just ignored it.
No, but what happened? Was there like a 10-minute delay with you trying to figure out which menu you wanted to...
I looked at it and I thought steak and lobster sounds good for $97.
Yeah, you can't eat in the steak. We're talking about where?
Steakhouse.
Madonna Inn.
Yeah, steakhouse versus the coffee shop.
Yeah, it's night and day, price-wise especially.
We sat at the bar in the coffee shop for about 6 minutes, got no acknowledgement from the waitress. It was very slow. Walked to the... Sat at a table, got no acknowledgement, went in the bar and said, "Can we order food here?" The woman said, "Yeah," and then she split.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. They don't care.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. It's not even a question. It's a statement. I'd like to see what your take is on this. So, where you got married.
Yes. Madonna.
In that room, that ballroom.
Yes.
They have dancing.
Yeah, they do. Old people.
Old people.
Yeah.
And last night it was Brazilian tango from 6:30 to 8:00. So there were a group of old people in there that were dancing with each other very intimately.
That was hilarious.
Very close, cheek to cheek. Very close. Mm-hmm. And I asked the bartender, I said, "Are those guests or do they live here?" And she goes, "They all live here. They're here every night."
They
and
live
then she
in
goes,
the hotel?
They're all single and they all come here and they just dance together. But it's
Did you feel like you were looking into a wormhole of your future?
I felt like I was looking into... what I call Fuckfest 2004. No, no,
2045.
Like I told Tara, I go, "I bet they all fuck after the show, after this dance." And she goes, "Yeah, you know what? Maybe, yeah."
They'd how old are they?
70s, 80s.
Yeah. They might.
60s to 80s.
I don't know how much energy they have.
But how, isn't that a prelude to sex? Like
dancing.
you're like a 65-year-old man and you show up at the Madonna Inn with your suit on. And then you just go walk over to a table and take a lady's hand. And then you're doing this Brazilian thing where you're... You're pressing your body, your half boner penis against her.
Dancing enthusiasts get away with murder.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would love to be a Latin man.
You
want to
cut out of this joint and pop her teeth out and get some French dip?
I'm watching a movie right now called Marty. It's Ernest Borgnine back in the 1955. Actually.
Yeah. That's a famous movie.
Yeah. And I got 10 minutes left because I was literally falling asleep. But I really am enjoying it. And I was very nostalgic and sad, I guess is the word, that I didn't get to experience any of that. Because back in that, the story is like he's kind of a... Actually, it reminded me a lot of the show because it's all about ugly people hooking up. He's like a mutt. He lives with his mom. He's 34 years old. He's never been married.
That reminds me a lot of this show?
Because we had long discussions about how ugly people hook up on this program. And he meets this dame, and she's not very attractive. And long story short, you know, they're dancing. And that's you go down to this place. Was it Stardust? It's called the Stardust. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of tomatoes there. You go there, and you just... Yeah, everyone goes stag or they bring a date. But if you go stag, you just go up, you know, you take your pick, like a menu, and you go, hey, you want to dance? Yes or no? And yes, she says yes, total stranger. Moments later, you're just like you said, bodies
making
rubbing.
Out. But,
it's like bodies making out,
Yeah. I wonder if it is how I believe it is.
Wear your maybe camo shorts and you're in double luck.
Maybe somebody told me that it is absolutely how women back in the day would tell if they were attracted to you, if they wanted to sleep with you or
is if you could dance or not.
Yeah, or during dancing. It was like a courting thing.
Yeah, because like a lot of girls say like they can tell a guy if he's good in the sack, if he's good on the floor.
But other than the fact that they were cute old people dancing and they got kind of dressed up for it, some of the dudes were creepier than fuck. Like the one dude's got a mullet, and he's probably like 65, 70, but he had a little suit on, so he looked...
And surrounded by the Madonna Inn with that music. It's probably cute, but you take him out of that environment, and oh, shit.
But I told Tara, I go, would you feel weird if you were on a date and then some dudes came over and said, can I dance with you? And then he just held you that close? Wouldn't that feel
weird?
Well,
you'd say, no, I'm on a date.
I guess, yeah.
Are you talking about like a stranger coming up while you're on a date asking you to dance?
Let's say there were... 8 or 9 people there. Mm-hmm. One woman who is attractive, maybe in her 40s. Another woman that you'll have to ask her about this. Knockout body, probably 80. Great. Like she had gams. But a little granny haircut and stuff.
Gams.
Nice legs.
That's what nice.
A couple of dudes.
Gams or legs? Because I'm picturing mams.
A couple of dudes.
I'm telling you, she had gams for days.
I thought it was a grandma's mammaries.
Let's say you got 10 75-year-olds, and then you had one 40-year-old. But the dudes were not all zeroing in on the 40-year-old. They were taking their turns with her and holding her just as close as they were holding.
This sounds very
gross.
The whole thing was basically a lemon party.
All right, and you enjoyed it.
No, I'm just fascinated by this. Like, I don't know how to dance. I don't really want to dance, but should I learn to dance?
Wait, one of the women there was younger than you? And she was a part of it?
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about that. I did not even think of that.
And she was a part of it.
This wasn't a senior citizen thing. This was dancing. Because at 8, the American swing section started.
Oh, God, this probably means for my generation, it's going to be just...
Oh, Jesus.
Seven-year-old just, like, twerking and grinding on each other. Oh, dear.
Shake it, Tyler. I never had it. I don't miss
it. Deadmau5 still going to look pretty good, though.
I don't miss it, but I would like to have learned how to dance and not been embarrassed about dancing because I think you could be the fucking kick-ass dude at any event. Yeah. A wedding, if you just got out there and just went, here I go.
But... You know, you're still going to have to be in the mood. It's so emotional.
I guess if you yell, here I go, it's probably going to be really douchey.
<pretty bad.
laughs> Here I go.
Yeah, there's almost nothing you can do after yelling, here I go.
Here I go.
Unless you're jumping out of a plane.
You're either about
or
to
off a
die
cliff.
Or come across like a total douche.
Here I go. It's Lindsay and Rune walking into the biker bar. Here I go.
Yeah, and you're about to die.
Start the recorder.
Congratulations on 3 years.
Thanks.
Kind of freaking me out because I remember you sitting in
freaking
that
you
chair.
Out. Yeah, I don't like it.
In that chair, you know, talking about what your doctor had told you. And obviously, it was just over 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was like 3 years ago last night, probably. And we were doing the water tasting test. That's still available, I think, on Ustream, right?
Oh, I forgot about the water
tasting
test.
Diana was here and Miss Movies was here. They just happened to be here. And Mike made the big announcement while you were wearing that Russian like wool hat or the fur hat.
God, that was 3 years ago. That's amazing.
That's right.
It seems like a couple months ago.
I don't like that 3 years have passed and I've done nothing with my life.
No, you've done a lot.
No, nothing.
Yeah, you've done
fucking nothing. I got a
skateboarder now.
You moved homes.
You know what?
You have a new car.
A new car?
I have.
You've done a live after disaster, and you're about to do another one?
Damn straight.
You're going to shoot guns while riding skateboards?
I've done like four things.
You start in a short film
you're right.
about yourself?
You're right.
Playing a version of yourself?
What I meant to say was I haven't tried.
Yeah, but what is trying to you?
I don't know.
I think trying to you, your idea years. Of trying is so exhausting.
I know.
And so unenjoyable that you painted yourself into a corner where like you think that to try is just miserable. But that's not the case. Your definition of trying is just fucked. Congrats on the 3 years.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
Congrats on the 3 years. Now here's everything else that's wrong with you.
Now the skateboard shop update. No.
Let's go. Skateboard shop update. Because I want to hit that skateboard shop. But here's the problem. Is I want to go back to that skateboard shop, but I already got everything I need. I just want to go back in there to hang out.
I know. It's a problem.
And I don't want – I already tried to buy shoes from that chick. And no. I want to go back there, but I don't want to seem like the creepy old dude that's just going back because the chick works there. But frankly, I wouldn't be going back if she didn't work there.
All right. Here's the deal. I told the story a couple weeks ago about uncomfortable times at the skateboard shop. Remember that, Ty? Brittany was in there. She's a young girl. And a homeless guy came in off the street and was trying to buy some very fancy teal Nikes, if I recall. And he obviously had no money. He threw her a credit card. She's like, well, I need your ID. He's like, I don't have ID. And then she goes, all right, well, then you can't get the shoes. Oh, wait. First he asked for the shoes. And then she just goes, oh, okay, I'll go get those shoes. Comes directly to me. And she goes, hi, how can I help you? Oh, it was awkward. All right. So then he gives her a credit card, obviously stolen. She says, I need ID. I don't have it. He says, then he says, hey, how about a deposit? And he offers her a phone number, and then that's when I pipe up, and I'm like, she's not for sale. And he's like, I'm not saying she's for sale, man. And he wants to fight me, and then he leaves, right? And then Mike's first question, Carano's first question was, well, did he come back the next day to get the shoes? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Did you find out?
I went back because I needed new wheels for my skateboard.
Very exciting.
She was in there. So was the other dude.
The homeless guy?
No, not the homeless guy.
Oh.
The other guy that was there, the skateboard dude. Okay. That's always there.
You try to score digits, bro?
And I never do this, but I'm like, you were the girl, because she looked different, a little different.
Yeah.
And I said, you were the girl that was here?
Is she goth now?
And no, she just, her hair was different. And I said, you were the girl that was here, right, that was getting hassled? She goes, oh my God, yes, you were the guy. And I'm like, yeah, I actually told that story. It's actually kind of a thing. I told this story in this little stupid show. I realized, yeah. But she was like all into it. She was like, oh my God, I'm famous. I'm like, that's a very famous podcast. No, but her name is not Brittany, it turns out. She gave this homeless fellow.
You should have said, here I go, name. Before you told the story.
Here it goes.
Here I go.
But I told the, you know, I pretty much I was leading up to the fact that you were disappointed that I didn't get an update.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm here. I need an update. Did the guy come back the next day? Yes.
And he bought the shoes?
Did not buy the shoes.
Okay.
Hassled her some more. And then was on his way.
That doesn't surprise me.
But she was freaked out. She's
told
that
persistent.
Story to numerous people, and she's been freaked out about it. And it was like a major occurrence. I wasn't making something out of nothing. Here's the best part. The skateboard guy, the cool guy that works in there, he's a cool guy.
Yeah?
He's like cool, but he pulls it off. He like talks to little kids like, hey, little man, what's up? How can I help you? He's just really good. He was watching the whole thing. I didn't realize this, but he was like down the way watching the whole thing, enjoying it. Like to the most that he could enjoy anything. Like she was it kept asking him for help with her eyes, and he's
dangling her in front of danger.
He thought it was funny.
While he like
would have stepped in. He would have stepped.
You know what I should have done for her? I should have saved. I bought two more pepper sprays, and I gave one away. I gave two away. So I bought two new pepper gels, and I gave the old ones away to some girls that I know.
Okay,
and I should have brought
what
her
is
one
the sentence?
In case she needs to juice that guy.
Right. This is Mike's way. This is how he gets the door open.
I was handing out some pepper gels to some yum chickadees with nice gams that I know.
There's a girl.
Why is it gams? What does that mean?
It's like a 30s or 40s term for legs. It's probably some poultry term.
Find out.
Throw a couple of gams in the grease and then have ma.
Don't give that girl any pepper spray.
Kill a turkey.
Why not? I was trying to describe you and say that you go there. Like you're
I've only been once.
Skate shop now. Oh, really?
Oh, I brought the dog. How about that?
It's also a school of whales, porpoises, or dolphins.
Gams?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I had Dahlia with me when I went in.
Mm-hmm. So what, calling a girl.
I got my feelings hurt. She doesn't remember.
Well, I didn't know you had Dahlia.
I will tell you one thing, though, was I ignored her 100%. Because I thought one of those other dudes was boning her. So I didn't want to seem like
I think she's also like 16.
Oh, well, that's why.
I thought one of those other dudes was boning her. so chivalrous of you to not pursue her.
Mike saying, "Oh, well, that's why." After I said, she
"Well, I didn't want to. I didn't want to pay attention to her. I didn't want to come in like creepy old guy. Hey, what's up? Can you help me with a skateboard?" Spray. When she's dating one of the dudes that works in the skate shop, I didn't want to be like, "Oh, why is a fucking weirdo dude in here with a chihuahua and a backpack behind a skateboard?"
Mm-hmm. Did you buy the? You can be honest. Did you?
Oh my God! What if Mike walked in? She's like, "That's him."
What? No.
That he was the that he was the creepy guy that was hassling her.
No. Why would you do that? It's not him. It's a very different person.
No,
did
I didn't.
You buy the skateboard?
I just say I didn't. No, I bought it because I went in there to get a new board with my old wheels my trucks put on. Then the guy said they wouldn't fit, and I just went.
All right.
I started. My head started spinning. There was a long period of silence. I went, "I'll just take this board." And he goes, "Just the board?" And I went, no, "I'll take the whole thing." And then she rang it up.
Oh, she did?
180.
Did she ask for ID?
You know what? I don't know. Put it on my Amex. She may have.
I bet she did. Okay. Any AED device there? Tight.
I think she did, actually.
I'm not sure how timely any of the requests are. Someone's may have already been to the Bandana Inn, but they're going and they want to know what the best room to bang with a lady friend is.
They're all pretty choice.
They specifically mentioned aquatic play.
Aquatic play.
Yeah, ground floor then. They're going to be peeing on each other?
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. I think it maybe just means shower banging.
Yeah, one of the rock showers.
I'll tell you right now.
Waterfall shower.
I reckon my room was the least expensive room, possibly of the whole wedding party.
Cabin still.
Yeah, and I really like that room. It doesn't have a view. It doesn't have any windows. It's on the bottom floor, but it's very comfortable.
Doesn't have a view or windows?
No windows.
That sounds awful.
No, my room is great. My room is great.
I think they put you in the
shed.
You
didn't see my room?
It has to have a window.
It's like underneath. It maybe had a window.
They can't just give you a concrete.
You're right.
Four walls.
It probably had a window. It probably had a window, but it was comfortable. The bed was comfortable, and it by far had my favorite shower of all the showers that I looked at with the guests that were at your wedding. Because I looked at four or five showers, and my shower was like a cocoon. You sort of had to step under to get into it. And the room was very comfortable, and it was the least expensive. So I would recommend that room.
Plus, you can bang in a place that Mike has thought would be a good place to bang.
I don't think there are windows, Gavin Still. There's probably one in the bathroom, but I don't think there's
No, there's none. Definitely not one in the bathroom.
Really?
Guarantee it.
I don't think there's windows in there. Mm-mm. No windows, Gavin Still. What? You forget there's no windows there.
You see where that picture is taken? That's the front door.
So much to see inside.
Yeah, you know? That picture is the front door.
They actually have a still, like a big still, like you're like making moonshine. Yeah.
And there's cool. there's a copper tubing running throughout the entire bathroom. Which is the only downside of that room is you turn the water and it takes about 11, 12 seconds before it comes out. And then when you turn it off, it keeps coming out for like another 10 seconds.
Because it's pouring from a pipe.
Yeah. No, I understand the logistics of it.
Wow, Tyler's ending the show.
Uh-huh. Let's go get some prime rib sandwiches. I mean, some French dips.
We're doing a tight hour.
Has it only been an hour?
1:02, brah.
Oh, really?
Yes, when I trimmed down the top of the intro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, but some people, Gio, say that we don't get any kind of rhythm or chemistry going until after.
They're probably right, but we're saving it for the live show because we are not going to drive home filled with regrets, calling each other, trying to track each other down because we feel like the show sucked.
I was trying to find Tyler and Mickey for whatever reason. You're off the hook, Mike, but I really wanted Tyler to get on the social media. Hey, guys, turn around. There's going to be a part two of the show.
They're still there.
More coming. But then, you know, the end of my dream? I'm pulling up to a movie theater and going in. I think I just fucking went to a movie.
December 22nd, Brea Improv. That's a few days before Christmas. We understand it's difficult, but...
It's Christmas Eve.
It's a very inexpensive show.
Also, hey...
Two at a minimum.
There's like a mall, right?
There is a mall.
Do a little shopping. There's a giant parking lot, too.
There's parking. There's a mall.
Will parking be an issue?
There's
no,
us.
Parking will definitely
there's
not be an issue
parking
on a Monday
there,
night,
if I
for
recall,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Even like, you know, like 3 days before Christmas?
There's that the mall is far enough away to they don't utilize that parking across the street from the Improv.
We still doing that thing where if they show the ticket stub to our show, they get 50% off on all the surrounding businesses?
Yeah, we're doing that. Just haven't run up by the other businesses.
We gotta hit up those businesses tomorrow, start talking.
I think you just get to grab an item for free, right?
Wow.
Just walk out?
We didn't say that.
No?
No, it's actually not a bad idea to get down there a little early.
No, it's
maybe
in fact.
Knock out
let me tell you flat shopping. Out. If you are coming, first of all, thank you for coming. Second
of
all,
there's a guy coming from Australia.
Okay, if what? You are coming,
what?
Yeah, and he's asking Boston. If anyone in LA can give him a ride on the Facebook page. So everyone, go to the comment section and find a.
Wait a minute. He can make it here from literally the other side of the earth, but he can't get
He wants to find a fellow pab to cruise down.
Yeah, I want to tell the listeners, if you are coming, besides the fact that we really appreciate it, here's how it works driving there. With no traffic, it's about 40 minutes from LA. With traffic, it can be an hour and a half. So take that into account. If you can get out
Monday
of there.
Monday night's not going to be bad, though.
Monday night shouldn't be bad
but
at all.
But here's what I do. I get down there a little early, do a little Christmas shopping.
Absolutely.
Go back, throw the shit in the trunk, have a couple drinks somewhere.
Yeah.
Make and sure we're not going to go on at 8.
Yeah,
eight,
we are.
Eight, are we?
I think Rune might weasel
like
his
that.
Way onto
the show. Rune
like
might
that.
Weasel his way onto the show.
Rune,
yeah,
that,
Rune wants
why
to,
was that not run by me?
He wants to well, do his musical silence. You know what? He's a talented kid. I don't know why we say no. He does not cut in on our action. But
well, just so you know, Tyler, when Anderson ran it by me, I went,
I probably
talk
should be
about
talking
it.
About this on it. He wants to do a song and dance, and I'm down for it.
He can Diana do one can song, and he can do half a dance.
My point is, if you're coming down with some friends or you're coming down by yourself and you're free Monday afternoon, it will be much easier for you to come down Monday afternoon and maybe go see a movie. That's more money, though. Because there's two movie theaters across the street that are great.
No, just go see a movie instead of...
Otherwise, I wouldn't leave any later than... I would split at 5:45 if you're leaving from L.A.
Here we go. Here's what you do. You get a hotel the night before. You wake up at 8 a.m. You drive up to the Longstreet Casino.
Yes.
Check
yes.
in.
Make sure you get out of there by 2:30. We talked about it last week, but some of the listeners got rooms at the Embassy Suites already, I've already heard, which is walking distance. And by walking distance, I mean half a mile.
That's not walking distance.
That's stumbling distance.
Absolutely walking distance.
That's absolutely not allowed. All right, everybody. Tomorrow it rains.
Oh, that was... depressing.
Well, it is depressing because we can't skateboard tomorrow.
I know. It's a bummer. Let's go skate a little bit.
Skate inside, brah.
I hope they make skateboard wheels that have little treads on them so I can get them for the rain.
Just pop into a school gym until they ask you to leave.
Just pop into a school. Just pop it in, man. Here I go.
Tarzana High is on lockdown.
I want to skate on a... I don't know if I've ever skated on an actual basketball. Like
I haven't either.
And
I'm pretty
court.
Sure that they would really frown on it.
Why don't they have
Since they don't even like letting you wear regular shoes on basketball courts. It's a very expensive
They always
a
say non-marking soles. It's like, I don't know if I have a marking sole until
so
I walk
old.
Onto the court.
But I think that's from like when people used to wear like those fucking shoes. You know what I mean?
Those depression shoes?
Yeah, the depression shoes. Like everyone had those.
Or
and,
if
like,
you're walking
you
right off the golf
your,
course
you put
to
on
the
your
locker room.
Tennis
over
shoes,
the,
your sneakers to actually go. Now we all pretty much wear those nonstop. But how great would it be to skate on that?
Well... I think it's okay, except for it's flat. I'm starting to get a hankering for some ramp action.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I need more. I need more. I've got a
down.
Hunger for some action. I'm not even kidding. I want some snake, like some cement. I don't know. No pools. I'm
well,
not going
when
that
are we
crazy.
Going? When are we going to the...
I'll go next Thursday. I'll drive. I'll pick
there's
you
a, there's a spot time? Out by me that I was there on a Saturday, and there was one person in an entire free skate
You know
park.
What? Fuck this. Let's just go to a let's go to a skateboard park. Like I can't go tomorrow, but after that, I'm going to Bray on Wednesday.
I'm in DC for 8 days.
Okay, I need to find a skateboard park pronto, and I want a skateboard park with only one person, and I want that person to be packing up as I'm pulling in.
Oh, okay, no problem.
There's one right down the street. It's Culver City.
Have you driven by? Is it crowded?
I've driven by, and it looks like they just have like a few ramps and stuff.
I got to do
That's it. Great.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all we need.
What
just,
time do we have to go
I just need to do that and to fully break my wrist.
Hey, when are you guys leaving to go to Brea on that show night?
I have no idea.
What are you talking about? We're talking logistics now for like personal logistics? Like how are we going to get there?
Well, you're working, right?
Hey, tell Australian guy. There's a really nice guy named Uber who will pick him up from wherever he is and drive him.
Is that the Swedish listener?
Yeah. No, the Australian. Oh,
Uber
yeah,
Magnussen?
Yeah. Uber. Wait, he made it from Australia. He's coming from Australia.
There's another guy flying out from Boston just for the show.
Boston makes sense. Australia.
Makes sense.
That makes sense. I've always wanted to go to Boston, Beantown.
I don't know how I feel about
when
that.
When are we taking the show East
Australia.
Coast? We got to take this thing
A snake probably
on the
crawled
road.
Into his boot before he left.
I think he's already been planning on coming here. I think he got lucky. Got real lucky.
I asked him. He said this was the only thing he was coming out for.
No. Australia?
No.
Australia's Boston. Already coming out here. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Australian guy. Here's some good news. Cokes only cost like $2. You know,
unless you go to Coles.
It's like $5 or $6 for a Coke.
Well,
it's
at like the improv, it's like $6.
Well, yeah, but it has booze in it.
No. Oh, sodas really? Are really expensive there. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Well, she wouldn't have said that. Coke's only $2. He's like, this is twice really as much.
Six? They're not six.
Fucking ripoff.
It's a two-item minimum, right?
Yeah.
So it could be two drinks. It could be two appetizers.
It could be two sodas. It could be an appetizer and a soda. It could be two drinks.
Two napkins work?
You can buy two souvenir T-shirts.
Two waters with a twist of lemon?
I don't know how it works, to be honest.
You don't know.
Nah, I checked out a long time ago.
Mike is really doing his due diligence to make sure that they don't rip off the listener, though.
He trying. Really, I got the ticket. I got the service charge down $2.
Yeah. Well, it's down to $2, right?
Yeah, but like from four to two.
Nice. That's good. That's good. It works either way. Down to $2.
Mm-hmm. So it's so the most you should end up paying is $12.
$12. Not bad.
It's not only is it not bad, I think it's great.
Well, it depends on how the show goes.
We have a weird problem where when we promote the show, it's a very terrible promotion of the show.
What do you mean? Why? How so?
Because it's
all
like,
apologetic.
Come pay and see these guys who are talking about we saved you $2. As you can say two or off. It's the same thing.
Is this
you just
worse?
Just gotta leave at 5:45.
That needs to go on the ad. We need to get an ad, and that should be like the cool.
This can't be worse than the way I on my own podcast that I promoted that the cassette demos that I put the album that I put up.
Oh, I
for
thought
sale.
You were gonna say the live show. I was,
wait, what happened to the girl that asked you? Go ahead.
No, but I talked people into buying it and then out of it, and I deleted the whole segment. I was like, I don't even know why you buy it. Truthfully, they're not even real songs. They're demos, and they're recorded on a cassette in my bedroom, and I don't know why'd you want to listen to it. I left all the mistakes in there. You know what? In fact, I couldn't even listen to them to upload them, and I don't even hate that album. I actually like it, but it brings back memories for me. But I talked myself up and then down, and then I compressed the entire podcast last night and then went back and undid it and deleted that whole fucking five-minute section. But just the way we're debating the $2 now is fantastic.
That's $2.
It's $2.
$2 towards the shirts. Hey, we got to talk shirts. Jesus Christ, guys. Come on. We got so much work to do. We got to work.
Mike doesn't reply to emails.
It's a week and a half away. I mean,
not true. It's a month away.
You're right.
It's 3 weeks.
It's 3 weeks away. Holy shit! Today.
We have to work.
Jesus, I know.
Christ. How bad is my timing?
We go skate.
I'm
now.
Like, it's because I really thought it was like a week. I'm like, it's a week and a half. He's just going to be getting back from DC, and we got to go right down there.
We got to make a video. We got to get shirts going.
Are you guys going to drive down in the afternoon or come at night?
Oh my God, I don't know.
Stay tuned, folks, to find out if we're going to come down in the afternoon or drive down at night.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if I'm going to drive. I don't know if I'm going to leave at like
Why
6 and try to
matter,
get there at 7.
Though? We have so much
because
work to
I don't
do.
Want one of us to be late.
Well, we have to get down there early enough to pick up our podcast license at the Brea City Hall.
Tyler, not a thing.
It is? What?
What happened with the girl? I'm sorry, and we'll get out of here. It's raining tomorrow.
What girl?
What happened with the girl that asked you to like talk at her? Did you ever finish that? She asked you to speak at her meeting? What was your response?
What? Why are you hung up on this?
I told her I don't know. I can't do it because I haven't bought in yet completely.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, you just get up and talk. And I go, yeah, I'm not. I don't know if I want to because I don't know if I believe. You know, I don't know if I'm with everybody.
All right. Congratulations, Mike, on 3 years.
It's, thank you.
You can say you wasted all you want. I don't think so at all.
Congratulations on your however many years you stayed alive with a fucking pager in your back.
Yeah, yeah.
That's congratulations incredible. To me for touching it.
Congratulations for your elbow healing.
Thanks. Marissa's worse.
Tyler.
Is it really?
I'm tired.
Is it really?
My wrist is fucked up.
Tyler, is your wife going with you to DC?
She is.
You should, if you want to test your marriage, bring your skateboard.
It's true.
Put it in my, this is my carry-on. Could that be my carry-on?
I think so. Probably. Actually, no. They'd probably think you could use it as a weapon. He can wield that board and take out a flight attendant.
He could also ride up and save somebody from choking.
It's true. All right, I used to take my board all the time when I would go to Canada. I always carry.
You just skate down the flightway or whatever, whatever that thing's called.
Here's the best scenario: the plane goes down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds great.
Best scenario:
plane goes down. You're the only one with a skateboard, so you're the only one having fun.
Hey, top five.
Everyone lives.
Top five movie insults this week on the Film Vault. It's gonna be fun. I got some good ones. Believe me, you good ones.
You mean movies that insulted your intelligence?
Nope.
Or insults in movies?
Lines, yeah, in movies.
Uh-huh. You want to throw us a bone and give us one?
You ever seen Female Trouble? John Waters?
No.
I've been living in it, brother.
No.
I can't give away my number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. Why are you people
give
still
it away?
Listening?
It's not a game show. People listen to the show to be entertained. Well, it is. You can give it away.
Wasn't that funny? Why I almost
But you can give it away because you can. You're only spoiling.
I don't have it verbatim, but it's
the word
along the lines of the joke. The insult was something like she was talking to this guy and she says, "If I was suffocating and your balls were filled with oxygen, I wouldn't suck your dick." Something along those lines. That's pretty good. I know that's going to be on the list. Let's do a lot more research.
It's a long one for an insult.
That's a good one. Oh my God, I'm going to die from green tea. All right, it's going to rain tomorrow.
It's tomorrow already, so maybe it's raining. If we walk outside and it's raining, I'm going to be so goddamn
Guys,
bummed.
We got to skate and come, and we got to do work. We got to work on stuff. We got stuff to work on. We got a plan.
Also, tweet us things that you'd like to see at the live show.
What? No, terrible idea. They're going to ask for
we need ideas. I don't know. Can we just wing it this time?
No, we winged it last time. It'll be fine. It'll be good.
No, your dream is going to come true.
Hashmere.
And then Mike's dream is going to come true.
Did I tell you guys the great idea Hashmere came up with?
No.
Oh, because of Dr. Drew and his desire to break us apart, he should be dressed up as the Grinch. Yeah.
Just makes
Christmas
a
show.
Surprise appearance.
No, this came up. We talked about this on the show.
Are you sure?
And I said that I was going to dress up like the dog.
We got to order our Santa suits, too.
You got the hat already. You're going to totally
suck it up.
That's a good hat.
You fucker. All right, we got to go talk. Discuss
not
this.
Really protocol, though, that hat.
And we got to sweeten the deal, and Rune is not sweetening the deal.
No, it's unsweetening.
No, we got to sweeten the deal.
It's like
more.
We took out the sugar and put
maybe free candy
aspartame.
Canes.
Free candy canes, like the actual candy canes?
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Not really.
To go there and get like wristbands numerous times? Yeah. No.
Anderson loves a callback.
Well,
he's saying candy canes.
Hey, when
he's
one of these fucking guys gets back to me on the email and I can see how cheap I can get that half pipe down to, I'll come to you guys and see if you're in.
The half pipe really terrifies me.
We're not doing the half pipe.
You want to see a computer chip come out of a human body?
Oh.
Live on stage?
Oh, my God.
Ooh, can we do a localized removal of your thing?
Why not?
Live during the show.
No, we're not.
Dr. Bruce could do it. That's like out by his way.
That reminds me when I used
to. You know what? It is.
When I used to see, like, back in the Lollapalooza days in the mid-90s, like, Ministry. And like, they would do, like, this this monster band, like, on one of the side stages. I saw it a number of times. Trent Reznor was involved at one point, and they had Elaine Jorgensen of Ministry up there, and Flea was playing bass for whatever reason. They just do, like, this jam session. But they would do horrible things with Jim Rose's
Circus.
Circus of Freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Rose's Circus.
Yeah.
And I remember I was way too close to be watching this, too. And they were pumping one guy's stomach.
Yes.
And then passing it around and just all drinking it.
The Enigma.
Everyone was just taking the big
he would drink.
Belt.
He would drink ketchup, a giant beer,
he was
like a 24-ounce beer.
A line in his nose.
Yeah. He would drink the giant beer. He would drink an entire bottle of ketchup and some other stuff. And they would put a tube down his throat. And they would suck it out, and they'd fill shot glasses with it and bring people up on stage to do the shots of it.
Yeah, I did not. I did not.
That guy is also the guy that has the jigsaw tattooed on his entire body.
Oh, that's the same dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the and Enigma. He also does the, I think, does he do the scrotum hang cinder blocks from my scrotum?
I don't think that's the Enigma. I think that's somebody else. But that one, the irons from I guess the cinder blocks are more expensive, are more heavy, but he's got the
Anvil.
Irons, those steel irons.
Yeah.
But that scrotum one, it wasn't his scrotum. It was his penis. He had the ring through the head of his penis, and he would hang the weights from it, and he'd swing, and they'd hold a sheet in front of him that's backlit so you could see what was happening and see that thing going between his legs.
I'm equally disturbed, entertained, and impressed by how quickly you guys were able to just
I saw it in Iraq. I saw it.
Discussion
we're,
of this
we're spitballing.
Freak
we're trying
show,
to think of things
freak
to do on
show
stage.
Group that throws
you know,
up
Jim
and
Rose,
swings my balls.
The big year was like 91 or 92 when the show was at its peak and it had the best, in quotes, artists on the show. There was like five good people that did shockingly disgusting, shockingly.
Like nail through the face.
That's it. But Jim Rose was no pun intended, the best ringleader for that kind of thing. Because his whole thing was, it was grunge. It was like rock and roll. And I saw him in a rock and roll club that was standing room only, insanely crowded. And his whole, have you seen them?
Yeah, that's how this whole discussion began.
Okay, well, you know how his thing is like, oh, Enigma, we love you. You're part of our family. We would never do anything to hurt you. You know, put it through your fucking face. Yeah. Like he would coddle them and then tell them to do something horrible, and the guy would jab a nail through his cheek.
Ugh.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that. That's what my generation is going to be doing at the old Madonna Inn in about 30 years.
Old lady, we love you. Now dance with me, you old cunt.
Yeah, I think it was like a play on that movie, Freaks. How like they would call
you know what ripped off Freaks was American Horror Story.
I haven't seen that.
It's terrible. It's fucking terrible. Really? Some of the worst dialogue I've ever seen on television. Really? Yeah, and I don't even want to be that judgmental about it.
Are you talking about the entire show? Or
I've seen five episodes.
I've seen the first two seasons, and it was all right.
This new season.
It felt like Disney for adults.
Freak
like.
Show, the new season. I've Disney seen five episodes. It's one of the worst written television shows I've seen.
All right. What if I watch it? I'm like, that's brilliant.
You won't. Writing. You won't.
Uh-huh. Mike's putting his 100% guaranteed stamp of disapproval.
I planted a seed.
You sent me an email about 2 years ago with one of your songs, and you said listen with headphones.
Yeah.
I still haven't done that.
That's all right.
I feel really bad.
How come I didn't get it?
I wouldn't.
I feel bad.
I truly wouldn't feel
bad. I feel bad for a second, then I'm like, wait, he never read Skunk Skull. I'm cool.
Yeah, I tried to read it.
Wait, really, guys, we got to go do work.
Okay.
Wait, we have to do work?
We have to skate and, I gotta go to bed. Spitball. We got to come up with some ideas.
I
got
to go pack and catch a flight.
You got to settle down, son. You want to sleep on that flight. It's the best way to do it. Think about the guy from Boston and the guy from Australia. We have to go out and do some work to make sure that they're not wasting their time.
Yeah, but they wouldn't expect us to do any work.
We have to figure out some stuff.
I agree.
All right.
Okay, bye.